Oh. We're longing so much that these tefillas, Roshei Yom Kippur, come to life again out of the Machzor, especially Musaf, Seder Avodah, is because when the Kohen Gadol would say Shem Hashem Mefarash, Mommy, I have Abba, I have no idea where I am, you better come and get me. That's what happened. So let's sing this Ad Leva Shemayim, please, everyone.
Ooh, my dear, when I sleep, my dear. Yeah. Alleluia.
כנפינו, יש לך כנפינו, כנפי נשרים אדירים, אל תכחש בה, אין ייקח שוב אתך, בראש אותה, בראש בן אדם, ואם עצור לך ביום. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
Da da da. Mittwoch. I want to give Yeshua Koyach to those who are sponsoring from the Chevra. Chlal, the Chevrim in the Shul, in the Kehila, made all the arrangements and took care of things. Avi and Anochi, he did Nafshi, Shlomo. We were zeichet to sing together in different places. We were zeichet to sing together in the place. We have 10 nagunim from the Alter Rebbe Sussi. It's almost chayel. We have 10 nagunim from the Baal Tanya. The niggun for this time of the year, the niggun for this time of the year, is Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech, Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata. You think about the way that we sing, the way that the Alter Rebbe sang its name. Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech. And then we continue, Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata. There's a little scary place over there in the song. If somebody would come along, somebody would come along and stop us. At the first sentence, it would come out, Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech. Our Father, our King, we don't have a King. Baruch Hashem, we continue, we say, Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata. We have no other King, we have only you. That place of nothingness, that scary void, the emptiness, where we hold our breath until we finish the sentence, is the root and source of all of our difficulties, challenges. Those of you who learn this from Gedoshim know that every year when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, that there's a question, mamish a question, of whether or not this whole inyan is going to continue. Those who are familiar with the terminology of the Svarim, I don't want to say things that are not understood, but the dermita of the sleep. Hashem is Baruch looks back over this past year and the expectations that he had of us and his people that have not been met caused there to be, the Svarim tell us, this is a very deep Torah teaching in Zohar Kodesh and Kesari, caused there to be kivyochel a lack of cheshek, a lack of ratzon on Hashem's part to move ahead with this project. And kivyochel Hashem is dozing off, God forbid. So in those words of the song, when the song begins, all of the Alter Rebbe's negunim, every tnua, every single tiny little motion was measured and came from the highest place. When the song begins, Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech, we don't know if we're going to have a king. We don't know if the king is going to have a people. Yismach Melech ba'amoy ve'amo b'malko, we don't know. That joy, whether it's going to be revealed what is going to come down this year. There are many, many, many reasons why Hashem is Baruch Kivyochel would give up on us and would not want Chas V'Shalom to continue to give us another chance. B'Shar the Bechlal, each person, our people. So therefore, the Svar Makdashim tell us, the Alter Rebbe spoke a lot about this. All of our avodah at this time of the year, all of the tefillahs that we say, all of the tekiyahs, the shofar, all of the yedidahs, all of the strengthening of reyus, of friendships, of families, ahava between one Jew and another, all of that is for the purpose, the singular purpose, to awaken within the King of all kings a rotzen limlech. A rotzen limlech. A cheshek. A rotzen to be our king. A rotzen limlech. Jews getting up for slichus. Jews saying millions and millions of tefillahs that they don't understand. They don't even know what the words mean. But they know that they want to connect to God. Jews figuring out a way when the shloka parves, how the shloka parves, with the chicken, with the couple of dollars. Tashlich. Every single thing that we do, the ikker between each other, to turn to another Jew to say, I'm sorry for what happened this year. I really beg your forgiveness. All of these things that we do, not the terrorist rituals, but because we have a rotzen to be Jews. And even Jews who are far away at this time of the year, they grab every mamshu they can. Whatever they know, whatever they understand. It could be just a New Year's card, a Rosh Hashanah card, or I don't know, a text or an email. It used to be cards, now maybe it's electronic. Whatever it is, it's all for the purpose of arousing within Hashem's Baruch, Kivyochel, a rotzen limlech, a desire to go and to be mechadish and luch. Now you know, those of you who make subas, and it's not a mesach, it's a chance, you know. But sometimes, when you have a shtar, when you have a legal document, sometimes there's an earwar, right? Sometimes there's a question regarding the shtar. There's some doubt that is being raised regarding the validity of that document, of that shtar. And in that situation, what is required, whatever, no? What do you have to do? You have to mekayem the shtar. Needs key. How? Okay, say that. The key, you need to mekayem the shtar. You need to validate the shtar. You know, you can't compare a shtar without a key to a shtar with a key. Even though the shtar without a key could be a kosher shtar, and you're Adam, just nice. But when it has a kiyum, it becomes alive. When it's mekuyum, it becomes stronger than it was. So it's interesting. There was an earwar. There was a moment that it wasn't going to be. There was a pause between the words of Avinu Malkeinu Rimonu Melech, and then the entire creation, all worlds, from the highest level of Atzilus, all the way down to Asiya Sheba Asiya, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, all worlds are holding their breath. Avinu Malkeinu, Englan Melech means that there's a possibility, Chas V'Shalom, there's a possibility that we will no longer have a kingdom. There's no king, there's no world. And that the whole Indian of the Malchus is fallen, is falling, will no longer be, and we will no longer be. And the Shtar, there's an ear. There's some question that's raised regarding the validity of our existence, of me and you. Based upon what we did last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. There's a question regarding the validity of our existence. This is not a game. This is what's taught to us in Pnimius HaTorah. This is what's happening now. There's a question regarding whether or not our existence is valid. Ein melech b'layam. And there is no king if there's no people. So when the Alter Rebbe sang that Negev, Avinu Malkeinu, Ein lanu melech, all worlds of man are shaking. And then there's a key. Jews somehow make their way to shul. People who are not religious, and they don't know what it means an Orthodox shul, they don't know what mitzvahs are, but they want to go to the temple. And they buy a ticket to get in, and they go to the temple, and they go, whatever it is. And even want to eat keys. And wherever there's a Jew, there's somebody that's going to blow the shofar. By all the Iyim HaRachaykim, the sound comes up from this world, Hamelach. And you and I and all of us ask the king to give us another chance. And then the Alter Rebbe continues the niggin. Ein lanu melech ela adam. There's only king, it's only you, only you. And we are able to somehow be ma'ir and the king. Arvatsan limlaich, acheshik, to be king. But just like after the Eur, with the Shtar, after there was a question regarding the Shtar, and then there's a kiyum, it lifts the Shtar to give him a break. So when we're able to bring about through our tzilus and tkiyus and tshuva and stalker, we're able to bring about a new rosin. It's a new Rosh Hashanah, a new year, Yitz Hashem will be Tavshin Ayin Vav. A new rosin limlech, a new desire and will, a new cheshek of Yismach Melech Va'amoy, Va'amoy V'malkai. It means that creation is moving to a higher level, closer and closer to Mashiach. Doesn't mean just that we're going to get by. Doesn't mean that Tavshin Ayin Vav is going to just be like Tavshin Ayin Hay or so many chalila things. I don't even know if I could do that. Chas v'shalom. It's a different year. Mamish, everything's different. There's a new Ratzon. Hashem is Baruch is Mamish. Melech B'Sadeh, and the king is laughing. And the king is Yismach Melech Ba'am. You know, there's one avoda that I want to talk about very first. One avoda that the Sfarim tell us that at this time of the year, more than anything, we'll be able to pull us through that second part of the sentence from Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech to Ein Lanu Melech and of the scream El At. There's one avoda. It's a varet from Kedushas Leiv Yisrusim. This time of the year, every time of the year, we should always be talking about Rebbe Leiv Yisrusim and Tzaras Hashem, but whoever has achmanis on the world and has achmanis in his own life, this time of the year should be learning a lot of Torahs from Kedushas Leiv and saying his name. But the Svarim say, even if you just say, Leiv Yisrusim and Tzaras Hashem, it's able to be part of all kinds of unbelievable things, just to say Rebbe Leiv Yisrusim and Tzaras Hashem. He was likely to be, but I'd see him a few months ago. So there's a verse from Kedushas Leiv. The davening Shem Kippur, the ain't Melech Yosha, no, Mu Magid Pesha. It's a scary sentence. A lot of the marks are scary. You should know that the marks have got very fat over the years. Never used to be such a fat marks. It became very, very big. I'm not even talking, even without the English. It's just there's no. They didn't have that in the Punjabi speakers. It was just a couple of photostatic sheets. That became a whole big fat book. You know how you, when you start, right? Like, Leyum Kip, you look at that and you think, I'm going to get through that whole thing? It's really a big blessing on the Haitanim and the Ekev that they have all those extra things that we don't say, yeah? One of those great pleasures of Yom Kippur is when you turn like 12 pages in a row. But nobody skips that sentence. Ve'ein mei litzyoyshe mul magid pesha. Wow. There's an expression in Yiddish, you know, like a chicken before a kapara, like a hint, like a kapara, like, you know, when you're in trouble and you were caught red-handed. It's like the way the chicken looks at you by kapara's. First he fights a little bit, and he says, all right, shlug, what am I going to do? So follow. Guy shlugging. There's nothing I can do at this point. He runs around a little bit, but once you got him, you're holding him there, and you got him by the wings down the feet, he just looks at you and he says, no. So ba'ein mei litzyoyshe mul magid pesha, you know, you feel like a chicken by kapara's. Ba'ein mei litzyoyshe, who's going to stick up for me? Ba'ein mei litzyoyshe, I don't have any mei litzyoyshe. A defending attorney. Maluch. Ba'ein mei litzyoyshe, what my mitzvahs? My mitzvahs were missing so much that they don't have such a kind. So I'm in a very, very bad place. Ba'ein mei litzyoyshe, mul magid pesha. I don't have a mei litzyoyshe that could defend me for the pshoim shemirachim, for the sins of this past year. So that's a sentence that brings a person to also that feeling of, I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue. I don't know if Hashem is going to give me another chance. And just like in Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech, you hold your breath and you might not be. So you know how the B'ditcher was able to make everything sweet, right? He even did that to Eicha and to Chazayim. He was able to make everything very, very sweet. So the B'ditcher says, the Olam is not really understanding what it means. This is how you read it. You know how the B'ditcher fixed it? I'm not suggesting, he wasn't suggesting you read it wrong. But he says you have to read it very, very, very deep. He says the correct way the B'ditcher says is Ba'ayin Melitz Yosha. Mul Magid Pesha. And that means that the only defense that you and I have, and the only reason that we could awaken a Ratzon Lim Loich, is when we're honest and real enough to turn to the Creator and to say, I'm mamish nothing without you. I don't know where I am, but mommy, come get me, right? I don't know where I am. I don't know who I am. I don't know anything. I can't do anything. I'm sorry. Ba'ayin. That need to have ayin. Ba'ayin. Magid pesha. The B'ditcher said that if a person is able to be honest, submission himself on Kadosh Baruch Hu, be able to turn to his wife, to turn to her husband, to turn to a friend, to turn to a brother and sister, and to say, you know what? I told you 1,000 times I was right. I told you 1,000 times you were wrong. And because of that, I kept something bad between us. But I am nothing. The whole thing is nothing. The B'ditcher said, the biggest melitz yosha for a Jew is ba'ayin melitz yosha. That feeling of ayinness, that honesty of ayin, is able to wipe away his mul magid pesha. But it's the hardest thing in the world for us to do. It's the hardest thing in the world to do. Who's going to make the first step? Who's going to say, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. When you and I take this time of the year and we say to the Baruch Shalom, may Ayin Yovo Ezri. Shalom Aleh says, Sayinai Eleh Harim. We turn our eyes to the mountain. May Ayin Yovo Ezri. Again, the simple pshat is, from where will my help come? Meaning I'm lost. I have no help. This is what I'm saying. Shilamala, he says, Sayinai Elaharim, that may I in Yavai Ezri. That from that place of I, when I'm able to turn to Hashem and say, it's not me. It's not me. And I'm able to come to a place of I. Then may I in Yavai Ezri. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. B'shifleinu Zachalana. You understand what that means? B'shifleinu Zachalana Kilonim Chazdai. If we want Hashem to remember us in a good way, it's only B'shifleinu Zachalana. It's only through the midah of Shiflus, through the midah of Ayin. And Hashem is Baruch sees that we come in a simple, simple way. Ayin. Ayin. B'shifleinu. Then Hashem Yisbarach says, so these people, they need help. They think, they're telling me they can't do it themselves. They're saying that it's not about them. People like this can be really good subjects in the Malchus. They're very good candidates for Malchus. And it's Mo'era, Mo'edik, Mo'edik, infinite, what's Limlach? Cheshik Limlach, Yismach, Melach, Ba'amai, my people, who give themselves over to me, who don't hold back from me, who are in a place of my ayin yavo ezri, of the ayin meitzayish, and that's able to remove mul magid pesha, all of the bad things in our lives, can be removed by that. Shebishiflenu zochalam, and we come to him in that way of shiflus, zochalam, then it's Yom HaZikaron, and he remembers us. Shebishiflenu zochalam. And it opens up wellsprings of Hashem's loving kindness, Hashem's Ratzon Limlach. And you and I, it's unbelievable. We're zoche to misread another sentence in the Machzor. In the Sanat Tokev, so also it's very, very scary, right? Mi yishafel mi yarim. You remember the words? Mi yishafel mi yarim. So the simple pshat of those words is that we don't know what's going to be this coming year. Some Jews are going to be crushed, God forbid. Mi yishafel. They're going to be made small. They're going to be crushed and broken. Mi yishafel. We don't know who those people are. The guy sitting next to you on the shul, me, who? Me Yishof. And there are other Jews. Me Yom. Maybe me. Maybe this year I'll have a panos. Maybe this year I'll have a shul. Maybe this year we'll have a shul. Maybe this year we'll go back to your shul. So that sentence in the Machzor in the Sanatayka from Rabbi Amnon is Me Yishof or Me Yom. It's a big question. We don't know what's going to be. But the tzaddikim didn't understand those words in that way. They understood those words in this way. When a Jew is mashkel himself, he's definitely going to be lifted up. The one who is yeshafel, the one who senses his worldliness, the one who feels, may I in your vayez. The one who's ba'ayin melech yoshe. The one who humbly asks his wife for forgiveness. Who humbly thanks her for all that she does. Who turns to a sister, a brother, a friend. Who comes with this. Ki ein bono mas. Lucha Hashem atztok of v'lo'boish is upon him, who comes in such a way. So he's a person that's called a mi yishafel. He's a yid that's a mi yishafel yid. A yid is a mi yishafel deki yid, is a mi yarm deki yid. Understand? He's lifted up. Hashem lifts up me ash for yisyarim evi. Hashem lifts up a Jew like that. A humble Jew is the biggest chayim la'anov mi yitem chayim. So there's a story from a chayim in Lublin. the very beginning to tell stories of tzaddikim, Hashem and other tzaddikim, Masei Shabbos. It's a ma'aseh from the Chayzus Chusi Lamedet, I'm sure some of you know. There are a couple of geirsos, but the Mahalach is the same Mahalach. So Ma'aseh from the Chayzus, it was a yid, a very, very, very rich Jew in Lublin. Lublin's a big city, there are wealthy people there. This is the big, big veer, big guy in Lublin. And he was causing hardships for a lot of Jews. He was very hard on them at the moment. He was putting other Jews out of business. It wasn't a good matzah for them. And the Chayza wanted to speak to him. It took 3 times. He didn't answer. The Chayza sent somebody to go get him. He didn't want to go. Only when the Chayza said to him, this is his last chance, he got scared. So he comes to the Chayza in Lublin. And the Chayza says to him, you know, you recently opened that big factory in Warsaw. The Baruch Shem gave you that factory in Warsaw, could take it away from you. So this guy had the nerve. It's hard to believe. The guy had the nerve. And he like laughed a little bit. And he said, it's okay. Even if I lose the factory in Warsaw, I have another one at Lodz. I have another one in Gdańsk, whatever. In Danzig, I have an empire. This guy could run for the President of the United States on a Republican ticket. I have plenty of things all over the world. I run a world empire. So, basically he said to the Chayza, Rebbe, if you have this power to destroy my factory in Warsaw, I'm still okay. I mean, he believed that the Rebbe had doubts. But he said, but I got other stuff. So Chayza couldn't believe the chutzpah. And the Chayza looked at him and he said, Mashtu Rishoyim Ade Aretz. Hashem lowers the wicked all the way down to the ground. And at that point, the Gaboyan took him out. He stood up and he walked out. He was angry. He was seething with anger from this whole thing. And it's hard to believe, because this guy was like a firm guy, a Lublin, a Gvir. He began to have thoughts that he had it already with the Jewish people. He had it with the Hakim with this, for money and stock and everything else. He had it with the Jews. And he had it with all these rabbis. And it sounds crazy, but he had an idea that he's going to become Oisir. That he's going to go to the church and he's going to convert and leave. His wife said, he had any mind? Okay. He said, I can't take it anymore. And he went to the church. And you can imagine, this is a big fish walks into the place, you know. This the Gvir and Lublin walks in, and they're very, very uncertain about what this guy, maybe is some kind of a Jewish thing, or he's doing something funny. And he said, I swear to you, I want to convert. So that all the Galachim are excited, this is big. And they were worried, however, that he's not sincere. And they said, well, we'll teach you a couple of the things, whatever the Chazaras have to teach. And then in 2 weeks, whatever, on Sunday, this is not going to be some conversion. This is a baptism. This is going to be catered. You know what I mean? This is going to be a big thing. So, but they didn't trust him. He's a Jew. So they said that we'll only do this on the condition that you sign off all of your holdings. On the condition that if you don't convert 2 weeks from Sunday, that the church of Lublin owns everything that you have. That means Lublin, Warsaw, Danzig, the whole thing. Chushev, like a spike, like a dibuk. He signs a paper with the church. Right when he walked out of the church, he walks out of the church and he sees like the first youth that walks by, and then he looks at this medrash that he grew up in, you know. He said, I'm crazy. What happened to me? I just signed over everything. He's zichur, there's no question he's not going to convert. I'm crazy. My wife will leave me. My kids won't have anything to do with me. The Jews will spit on me. And besides, I'm takeihim. She said, well, it was like a dibbuk. Mom said to the woman, because he's angry. You know, a person's angry, they do crazy things like Mom should shake the dibbuk. So, he didn't know what to do. They have this paper. He goes home. He doesn't. He's crying. It's like he's afraid. He doesn't tell this to his wife. And he doesn't know what to do. It was very, 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 very hard for him. We spent the whole night crying. And he said, kipidluch to him. And he went into the room and he kissed his kids in bed, and then he went over to the Chayzer from Lublin, round two. There's nowhere to go. He goes into the Chayzer from Lublin. First the Gaboim don't want to let him in. And the Chayzer hears this commotion. And the Chayzer says, leave him. And let him in. This gevir, this gevir runs in, and he throws himself, holding the chayzer's legs, and he's sobbing like a baby for a long time. He's shaking. And the chayzer says over and over, "Mashtu v'shoyim ad de'orves, mashtu v'shoyim ad de'orves." And every time the chayzer says that, he gives a scream. He's screaming, crying. There's some commotion outside, and he's banging on the chayzer's door, and the geboim tumbling. There's a whole tumult, and a bacher comes running, and he says, Rebbe, and the chayzer says, what's young? What is it, Yehudra? He said, did you hear the big church on that street? The whole thing is burning down. The whole church burned down. And this guy is at the chayzer's feet. And then the chayzer grabs him by the beard, he lifts up his face, and he wipes his tears, and he says, the end of the sentence is, my friend, Umarbiya shefalum ad marvus. And those who are humble, God lifts up to the highest heavens. Go home. We should desire chachavim, each and every one of us, not to go through chalil with crazy things. We should go, Mr. Shem, Hashem, we should run to the mouth of Messiah. We should run to him and grab him by the feet and say, I'm nothing. And to those who we hurt and have offended, each person knows his own name. When Hashem sees us in such a way, even though we all signed certain papers with the church, not literally, but there are a lot of stuff that we've signed. And even if you press the delete button, Hashem still has it, you know what I mean? Hashem still has it. But you come and you say, you just cry and you say, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'll be okay. I'm sorry. Mashkul Rishoyim, first you hear the words Mashkul Rishoyim are the words, and you feel like he's pushing you down further and further and further. You feel like he has his foot on your head and he's pushing you into the mud. But then something breaks, something turns. And then he lifts you up and he says, my beer should fall on my mind. I lift those who are humble up to the highest, highest levels. gehom ishan gudia meich echel besimplach nach ushisei belev tev yenach ki kvairozi lakim smanasach. May Hashem as well should help each and every one of us. It shouldn't hurt too much. We should be honest. And each and every one of us, all of us, should be lifted up ad mar marmish to the highest, highest heights. And that all of us should be taken back al kanfei nisharim ad bir, and the powerful, powerful wings of eagles. We should be taken back with all of Am Yisrael, out of this miserable mud of this fancy goals that we're in, to come back to Akash Baruch Hu, to come back to seek Pnei Melech Chai. And then it will be Taki Yismach Melech Ba'amoy, Ba'amoy B'malka B'Lashon Amitis Mehemi Amen. Amen.